We are learning Meseches Beis, Daf Yudal Adam Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Yudal Adam Beis. Says the Mishnah like this: Habayri Kitnius Beyomtiv. Someone is picking out kitnius. The kitnius, the beans, were together with racks, and he wanted to sort them. So he wants to do this on Yomtiv. What do you do? Beishami Oimrim. Beishami says it's like similar to Shabbos. Bar Oichel. First of all, you have to take out the Oichel Mitech Shelos. You have to take out the Oichel. And you have to eat it right away. Va'oichel miyad, you have to eat it right away. That's what Beis Shammai says. You have to bar oichel, take it oichel, va'oichel. We still don't know. Bar kedar, you have to do regular bar, which pashas means you take the psoilus out. And bechekoi, in your lap. Bekinun, v'tamchoi, you even have to use a certain type of tool. Avaloi betavlo, but you can't use a tavlo, which is a specialized tool for bar, v'loi benapa, not with a sieve, v'loi bekivra, not with a sifter, because those things are made the yom rabim. That means like this. Beis Shammai doesn't like the bar at all, but Beis Hillel says that depends. A bar that's usually done for right now, they allow to do a yontif. But a bar that's done yom rabim, like a sifter, those are made to sift flour, it's made things that are done with yom rabim, that is also to do on yontif. So you can't use those specialized kalim, but small keli, and also then you light barakadaka. Rav Gamliel says not even a bigger cooler. You're allowed to put water in it and let the garbage flow to the top and remove the garbage. That's fine. That you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to make the psilis float up and then take it off on Yom Tov. It's also a barer kedarka, and he says it's mutter to do. It's a shayla for me. It's being more mekel, being more machber. Pash is being more mekel, and he's saying you're allowed to do it this way and take and do barer. So talking about time with the brayso. Amar Rav Gamliel, some regards. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to be barer kedarka, which means take the psoilus out. When the oichel is more than the psoilus, so then it makes sense to take the psoilus out. Why? It's less psoilus, so it's more time effective if you take out the psoilus because it's less to do. It's less work. If it's more psoilus than oichel, so here he'll agree also that you take the oichel out because here it's just less tircha. So do that. Don't want to make more tircha. You want to less tircha. And leave the psoilus. Break the Gemara. If it's more psoilus, you have a different problem. Psoilus bruval oichel mika mandashari can't be mutter. Why? Like Rashi explains, because it comes out the oichel is bottled to the psoilus and it becomes like kuli psoilus and it becomes muksa. So I can't take it out as muksa. Lechricha, you're right. Lechricha, that of course the oichel has to be more, and therefore it's not muksa. But sometimes the psoilus are small, tiny pieces, and it's a bigger tircha to take out the psoilus than the oichel. Then even Beis Hillel will agree you have to take out the oichel. Lechricha, the nafish the tircha of a zut of a shura. It's less sheer, less psoilus than oichel, so it's not doesn't become muksa the oichel. But it's a bigger tircha, smaller pieces to take it out. And there, even Beis Hillel will agree, you have to take out the oichel and not do the bigger tircha by taking out the small pieces of psoilus. And again, in this sugya zimvuyer, that bayer is mutter in certain instances on yontiv. And the kasha again is on Taisus holds melosh va'ilech only, not bayer. What do you do? Again, so here you see that something that's b'shas achila, it's mutter to do, and that's how we pass in taka, a bayer that's b'shas achila lived on yontiv. But a bayer that's a yom rabim, like in the halacha it says, you're not allowed to take rocks out of flour on yontiv, because that's a flour, working with flour is a type of bayer that's yom rabim. You can't sift flour on yontiv. But in your fish, to take out the bones, pashas, that's mutter, because that's something you're doing pashas while eating. So if you have white fish, to take out the bones on yontiv, pashas, it's a big shalom, pashas should be mutter on yontiv, like this Beis Hillel. So the Maravai, the Rabbi Gamliel, I'm af mediach v'shoyla. They like to put water on it, and it makes the psoilus rise to the top, and you remove the psoilus. Time limit in a bright song, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzadik, kachoy min hogon shal Beis Hillel. This was the minig of Beis Hillel. And they brought him a whole bucket full of lentils, and put water on it. And what happened was, is the oichel was on the bottom, it was heavier, the lentils, and the dirt came to the top. The Bryce says something else, that what happened was, the food went to the top, and the psoil went to the bottom. So more like Asha, haba afra, haba gili, depends if it was afra or gili. When it's afra, Sand's heavier than food. That goes to the bottom. When it's kash, when it's straw, that goes to the top, and the oichel goes to the bottom. So it's all the same thing. You're doing bayer together with this water. But just the shalom, what type of food it is. Certain type of foods, the food goes to the top and the earth goes to the bottom. And all the foods that have straw in it, the straw goes to the top and the food goes to the bottom. Next Mishnah. Mishnah Emrim. Ein Mishalchem V'yom Tevel Amonis. And we know that you're not supposed to give a matana on Shabbos and Yontif, but the Magen Avraham speaks out that if the matana is for Tzorech Yontif, that there's some kind of Tzorech Yontif, either you get happy because of that present or you can use the present, so then the halacha is that you're allowed to give that present on Yontif. Now it's not a problem. When I carry this present, either because it's for Sharabim or because there's a Tircha, are you allowed to do that? So B'Shamer says, B'Shamer Abram, Ein Mishalch V'yom Tov El Amonis. You're only allowed to send food that's ready to eat on Yom Tov, only portions of food, but anything that you know, leave for tomorrow cannot be sent as a present on Yom Tov. But still, no, you can even send things that right now are not prepared food. Mishalchem behema chaya va'oif. You're allowed to send a behema, a chaya, oif, ben chayim, saivs lo ben shchutim. And we're talking about a dafka behema chaya oif that's slated for shchita, but a behema chaya oif that you're selling in order to use for plowing, a vada you can't give on Yom Tov, that's muksa. But you're allowed to give behema chayav oif that you plan on shechting, even if it's alive. You're allowed to give it on Yom Tov. B'Shamer says, no, it has to be prepared food. Because B'Shamer says, it looks like I'm sending it for tomorrow if it's still alive. If it's a prepared food, it looks like I see it today. But if not, it looks like tomorrow. Then the Mishnah says, Meshachim, yeinois, wine, shemonim, oils, shlosses, the kitnios, flour and beans. Avaloi tevuah, but you can't send tevuah. Again, why not? Because tevuah is not ruya today. It's not ruya to use. You have to grind it up and this is not allowed to grind today, like Rashi says, because you should have grinded it yesterday. It's not going to get ruined. So why are you grinding it today? You can't grind it. Rav Shimon mata b'tvua. Rav Shimon says, no, that I could use the makteshes ketana, which is a shinui, and therefore I cook it up in a kadeira and then smash the makteshes ketana, and I can use it. I can use it today even, and therefore it's mutter to do. And they ask already Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to use makteshes ketana. So the Mesas Emes asked that question. But upon him, what our Mishnah says is, Shadafka, Beisham says, Dafka prepared food. Beisil says, anything I could do today is good enough. And Rav Shimon says, even like a big doichik, a tfuah, which I cook up, and I could do something with it, that's also fine. Zakti Gemara, Tani Rav Chil, Uvad, Shaloi, Yase'enu Beshura. Even Beis Hillel, who says you'll have to send a present, or Beis Shammai, for that matter, says you'll have to send a present of pieces of fish or meat, he says you shouldn't send it a whole caravan, because that looks like you're sending a group of people to the market. What's called a shura? Tana. Ein shura p'chusa m'shloshim ne'adam. A shura has to be at least three people. But three people, I cannot send three people to my friend to give him a yontif present. I can't send three people together with the food, because that looks like I'm sending a whole group to the market. Boyer Ravashi. Now Ravashi said like this: what would be halacha if I send one guy with fish, 10 minutes later I send a guy with meat, and 10 minutes later a guy with a bottle of wine? That would be fine, right? No shura. So what happens if they go together? They're holding three different foods. Is that called one group or not? Boyer Ravashi. Plus a gavra, plus a minim. If you send three people in three different minim, do you go bust each min and it's mutter, just like let us send one at a time each min? Or you look at them together and it's like, Av Shemosa, what's the halacha? Teku. He stays with a shayla. Teku.
Maybe it should be a difference for one person to do that.
What?
Maybe it should make a chug. It's a big thing. It's molding.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, if it's a big thing, you need three people, then maybe it's still, no. Then it's a problem still. Because three people looks like you're going to a marketplace. If it's one item. Tanya, Rav Shimon, so it says Rav Shimon mata betvua. So Tanya, Rav Shimon mata betvua, could go and chitim lasis mem ludiyos. He says, even chitim is mutter, because I can make it into ludiyos, a certain Michael chitim, but shachas chak, I can make it even for people. So I even to behemtai, so I can give to behema. And resisim is a different, adashim, last is my resisim, adashim I could turn into a dish called resisim. Also, it's possible to give to someone, and therefore, it's called a little bit of tzarech yontif. Now, there's an interesting, so first of all, what's the reason why you can't send those monos? So we said one pshat was because it looks like why can't I send tefuah? So it looks like I'm sending it for after Yom Tov. So even with the Erev would be a problem. There's a Taz that learns that the problem is Dafka in Rishus Rabim. So if you have an Erev, it will be Mutter. But it's another Shail over here. It's Mvuyah over here that even with Tzarech Behema, it's Mutter to do, according to Rav Gamil, it says. So it's a little bit interesting that So the Mishnah says, you give Tzarech to Behema, like Rav Gamil Tainad. It was Rav Gamliel, right? It was Rav Shimon Taina. Rav Shimon said, you give it to Behema. Mekomokoim, Rubom Amedes Atchil Maicha Adam Zakh Mishaburo. So he says, he needs it for his behemoth today. He's allowed to give it to him. There's no issa haitzah. Because for a behemoth, you're not allowed to do a haitzah. But you're allowed to do a tircha for the behemoth. That's what comes out. So even the Tanakam will agree, if he has a behemoth, you know he needs it for behemoth, then you give it to him. Just here, most people don't use two of behemoth. Therefore, to say he's going to use behemoth, that I can't rely on. That's why Tanakam argues on Ram Shimon. So to Mr. Vayt, make a haschala. Look at Mr. Vayt. Meshalchem kelim, bein tfurim, bein shein tfurim. More things let us send presents. You let us send clothing. Say if they're already sewed up, or say if it's just a piece of material, bein shein tfurim, I'll see what you can use it for. Va'ap yishesh meklaim, even if it has kalayim, let us send it. Vahein letzarech moed. If you're letzarech moed, they call it tzarech moed, or some has gears of ap yishein letzarech moed, you let us send this. Avaloy sanu amasumar. But you can't send a shoe that has spikes on it, because we know that there was an issa to wear spiked shoes on Shabbos because of a ma'aseh shahada. The story one time people got hit or injured. Therefore, you can't wear, it's also to wear a sandal hamasumah on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore you can't send that. And we'll speak about it a little more when we see the Gemara. V'loy middle she'ena tafor, you can't use a shoe that's not sewed up yet. A shoe that's not sewed up yet, it needs a uman to sew it up, and therefore there is no simchum against your present, and there's no use for that, and therefore there's no heter to give your present on yantim. Rav Yudem afli min alavon, even a shoe which starts with a leather and it's white, and they didn't make it black yet, no one wore white shoes, but it's a tzarech uman, you need a uman to make it black, and therefore it's not a good present. Zah klal, kol shen oisim boi b'yamtiv, meshachin oisim. The klal is anything, we read it like here, we'll see more, we'll read it a different way eventually, but right now it's saying, anything I will enjoy on Yonta, if you're allowed to send it to them. That's what comes out, anything a person will enjoy on Yonta, if you're allowed to send it. Talk to them about, Bishlam a tfurim, Bishlam a sewed up suit, Chazal a mabish, I can wear it. She'ain tfurim nami, Chazal a suya, I cover myself. I'm going to sit, let's say it's sukkah, you're sitting in the sukkah, you want to cover yourself in the sukkah, go sleep in the sukkah, and kashmat and cover. And like, kalayim, my chazal, what are you using kalayim for? So say, maybe, because you're not wearing it, you're allowed to sit on Kalayim, right? Maybe you're allowed to sit on Kalayim. No, you're not allowed to sit on Kalayim. At least in the Rabbanon, you can't sit on Kalayim. But I learned in a Brisa. It says in the Pasuk about Shatnat L'Yale Alecha, Avat Yoch L'Tziyat Achdecha, Mid the Raisa, you can put it under yourself. Avat Omru Chachamim, Osru L'Asis Ken. You're not allowed to do this. Why? Shema Tichrach L'Nima Abasari. Maybe a thread will go up on your basar. Rash is either a thick thread or a thin thread, and then it's considered like you're wearing the whole thing. So it's an abi. To say you now put on yourself. You put something between you and that kalayim. You have ten matches one on top of each other. They kalayim daftayim. Under this kalayim, also loisim layim. But their body now to sleep under it because they're worried about a nima coming on top. You now listen to it. So it's still shvei. What are you using kalayim for? And Mitzvah tomorrow, share, we will continue.